Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Carrie Kelly, the chair-elect for the ASID, the American Society of Interior Designers. Carrie, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Kemp.
Yeah, I've caught you where you live on the West Coast. You're in Northern California, and for many years, you've been an interior designer. You're actually classically trained in that discipline, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And in addition to designing interiors, you've also started, and you're the creative director for Carrie Kelly Design Lab. So you do some product design as well, right?
Yeah, it gives us a great opportunity to collaborate with our favorite brands, whether that's Tile Bar for our tile line or Fancy Rugs. Crossville is one that we've collaborated with and I know is near and dear to your Tennessee heart.
Yeah.
But yes, it's given a great opportunity. And then we also create content for platforms like Zillow, ASID, and the NKBA as well.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about how you're stepping in this role as chair-elect.
Well, I've been a member of ASID for 30 years. My first year at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, I joined the organization, and I've been a member ever since. A few years ago, I was thrilled to have been awarded the honor of Fellow and the Nancy Vincent McClelland Award for Education. And I believe that after 25 years of being in the industry, I have something to contribute as the incoming chair.
Okay. So Randy Fizer is retiring from that role, right?
Randy Fizer was actually CEO, and okay. Randy's going to go rule the universe as he should. He is a fantastic forward-thinking colleague, and he'll now be CEO of the American Geophysical Union. And at ASID, we're blessed to have the interim CEO in Gary Wheeler, who just retired from HDR, but is filling the gap beautifully during this time.
Okay. And if you would, you know, there's two organizations for interior designers. There's the IIDA and there's the ASID. Help us define what ASID does that's maybe a little different than IIDA.
Well, ASID was founded back in 1975, so we're the oldest, largest, and only multidisciplinary professional organization for interior designers, interior design students, and manufacturers who support the profession. Mm-hmm. ASID is 25,000 members strong and just offers designers the opportunity to learn about interior design and be connected to interior design in such a dynamic and evolving profession. But we also do a lot of research, so we're constantly generating, collecting, and disseminating research information for the design community and beyond.
I guess there's probably more of a residential dimension to ASID in there.
Well, don't be fooled. We are both residential and commercial. It's interesting, this week we've had a series of presentations, and you'll see residential and commercial manufacturers supporting those tracks that we put out. So while we may be known for that residential element, we have commercial designers. In fact, our current chair, she is the global design director for Ford Motor Company. So we got it all. We have a wide range of design knowledge, design professionals, and industry partners who are throughout the interior design profession.
So how has the COVID-19 virus changed what the association does?
It's really given us the opportunity and challenged us to grow as an organization in new collaborative and innovative ways. And this week, you'll see what typically would be in person at a presentation in Scottsdale. We have a whole week of spotlight awards, ones to watch, fellow presentations that will all be conducted over Zoom. So it's definitely challenged our tech game, but I think we're doing a great job.
And one of the things we're tracking and watching is how interior design might change. I don't know if you saw, there was an article, it's probably about a month ago in the Wall Street, about how homes were being designed with all this open space. And now you've got two professionals that are maybe working at home and finding that they need a little privacy. So we might see a change in this open design, mightn't we?
Yeah, for sure. And again, I think that's where the value of our designers come in to solve those challenges. There isn't anything wrong with having a home that has flexible spaces to have two people work in the home and then to transition it. So ultimately, when we get to have friends and family back over, those are unique spaces that can support that part of our lifestyle as well.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about what you do for Zillow when you say you create content for them. What is that?
The fun part is, and I do this with the National Kitchen and Bath Association too, we get to research trends and help determine what's up and coming and what's new, and that's part of us having our finger on the pulse of what's happening with our interior design markets across the country mm-hmm. and working with our manufacturers. So we get to determine trends, and then we get to disseminate that information through interviews with Wall Street Journal or Yahoo or all different platforms across the nation, and share that with people so they know what to expect and what to see in their next magazine or in their next home renovation potentially.
Yeah. Have you read anything recently that you found real interesting around how trends have changed thanks to COVID?
I think one of the things that you mentioned were the wide open spaces. How do we have the privacy during this time?
Yeah.
But also, how do we have our homes protect us in a certain way? So if we have touchless faucets incorporated, quartz countertops that have antimicrobial features in them, so that all these things that we're so worried about, actually the elements of our home are supporting and protecting us.
Yeah. Right, one last thing before we run out of time, I want to talk about what's going on in Florida. I mean, we ran a story about ASID getting involved in some legislation in Florida. Talk about that.
Cue the party horns. ASID and IIBA have successfully advocated on behalf of interior designers in the state of Florida, just as the deregulation of professions and occupations bill was signed into law. So together with the support of the state's design community and colleague organizations, ASID and IIBA were able to ensure the inclusion of compromise language that maintained the integrity of the interior design profession. Not to mention, they created this new interior design voluntary registry. So we're thrilled to have worked with our counterparts and the Florida design community to promote interior design business rights and allow us to continue to practice.
Okay, so it carves out and helps define who qualifies as an interior designer, right?
It sure does, exactly.
All right, Carrie, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for letting me help introduce you to our market. Again, been talking to Carrie Kelly, the chair-elect for the ASID, and also creative director with Carrie Kelly Design Lab. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.